House Taxation Committee, or as much of it there we have, will come to order. Welcome to all those out there in internet land and this three or four people who are here. Remember, you could just call you individually by name, and we might know your cell phone number, so be sure you turn them off. We don't want your cell phones to go off while we're here, but we will begin the meeting. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bradford?
Here.
Fain?
Here.
Feinstein?
Here.
Junkie? Lust?
Here.
Noam?
Here.
Northrup?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Turbeville?
Here.
Van Etten?
Here.
Weems?
Here.
Wick? Olson? Dykstra?
Here.
Mr. Chair, 12 of 15 are present.
A quorum is present for the moment. And now we will proceed. Let's see, do we have any minutes that need to be approved?
It's February 7th.
Minutes of the meeting of February 7th. Motion to approve. Motion by Van Etten, second by Feinstein. Any comments on that motion or somebody in that direction? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. We will move then to the hearing on Senate Bill 14. Senate Bill 14, an act to extend the time allowed to request a hearing or pay an audit assessment. Are there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Bruce Christensen, Audit Director for the South Dakota Department of Revenue, here to testify on behalf of Senate Bill 14. And it's just what it says, the time to extend the time allowed to request a hearing or pay an audit assessment. Currently, in 1059-8 and 1059-9, it provides 30 days to either pay the audit assessment, which is 1059-8, or 1059-9 is 30 days to request a hearing on an audit assessment. This extends both of those bills from 30 days to 60 days. We're finding out that as we do a large number of audits, audits are getting more complex all the time, more issues are coming up. With those issues and stuff, the extension of time allows a taxpayer or a business additional time to look through the audit review and determine if they're going to pay the audit. It gives them additional time to get their finances in order and make arrangements to pay the audit, or gives them additional time to work with their attorney to determine if there's areas that they disagree with and they'd like to request a hearing. Sometimes 30 days, we found out, is a little quick after if the audit has got a lot of issues and is rather complex. So this extends that time from 30 days to 60 days.
Thank you, Mr. Christensen. Might stay there unless we have any other proponents. Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 14? No other proponents. Are there any opponents? Senate Bill 14, are there any opponents? Seeing none, are there any questions of the committee? Mr. Christensen,
yes,
the
sir.
Complexity of these audits, or the increasing complexity of these audits, does that have anything to do with the laws that we pass around here?
Yes and no, because in South Dakota, our sales tax statutes are rather broad. So everything basically you do is taxable unless there's an exemption. So with business changing and stuff and new types of businesses coming in, different things, sometimes they realize that maybe they don't know whether it's taxable or not. They don't realize our tax systems. And so.
Okay. Any other questions? Any questions of the committee? Thank you, Mr. Christensen.
Yep.
Seeing none, we'll move to committee action and or comments. Representative Turbeville.
Second.
Motion do pass by Turbeville, second by Olson. Comments on that motion? Any other comments on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to the vote. The motion is do pass on Senate Bill 14. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bradford.
Aye.
Fain. Feinstein.
Aye.
Junkie. Lust.
Aye.
Noam?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Peters? Thompson?
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
Van Etten.
Aye.
Weems.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Dykstra.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 11 ayes.
Senate Bill 14 passes. Representative Turbeville. Consent motion by Turbeville, second by Weems. And comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Senate Bill 14 moves to the floor on the consent calendar. With that, we'll move to Senate Bill 18. But before we do that, let me take a minute to introduce our pages today. Emily Noctegal, Platt. Thank you very much. And Lacey Hoffhanke from Miller. Thank you, girls. We appreciate it very much. Thank you for your efforts. You're starting, today's your first day, right?
So
this is the fourth page term of this session, and we very much appreciate you guys being here to help us. So let's move to Senate Bill number 18, an act to revise certain dates pertaining to references to the Internal Revenue Code. Are there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. In case you've forgotten me after our long hiatus, I am Michael Kenyon with the South Dakota Department of Revenue and Regulation, and I am very happy to inform you that there are no charts, no spreadsheets, no maps to explain this bill. This is simply the department's yearly update of our references to the Internal Revenue Code. With that, I'll be happy to stand by for any questions.
Any other proponents? Why don't you just stay there a minute? Are there any other proponents? I can't imagine that there's anybody that doesn't have something better to do than this, but anybody want to come in? Any opponents on this subject? Any opponents? Seeing none. Mr. Kenyon, I'm pleased to see there are no maps. I would say the subject has no color whatsoever. But the question I have is, if we do this on an annual basis, why are we going from 1989 to 2007?
Mr. Chairman, there's a very simple answer to that question. We forgot.
Oh. Representative Turbeville.
I'm just looking. I did read this, and why are we going? You'll see from December 31st, 86 to January 1st, 2007, except on page 2, line 17 to 2008.
Mr. Chairman, it depends on the program that we are updating. 10.6A in Section 1 and 10.6B in Section 2 are the relief programs for the property tax relief for the elderly and disabled. That's the income guidelines for those two programs. The Section 3 involves the tax, the bank franchise tax. And so they use different dates. The relief programs are based on a year, the income from the year before where you're qualifying for the program. That's the reason for the difference.
The questions. Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we'll have to do this again in 18 years, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, if we continue to forget, it will be another 18 years, but hopefully we'll remember.
Any other questions? Representative Bennett? No. Any other questions? Seeing none, we will move to comments and or action. Representative Van Etten.
Do pass.
Motion do pass by Van Etten, second by Feinstein. Any comments on that motion?
It's about time.
Any other comments on that motion? Seeing none, motion is do pass on Senate Bill 18. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bradford.
Aye.
Fain. Feinstein.
Aye.
Junkie. Lust.
Aye.
Gnome.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Peters. Thompson.
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
Van Etten.
Aye.
Weems.
Aye.
Wick. Olson.
Aye.
Dykstra.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 11 ayes.
Consent. Motion consent by Feinstein, second by Weems. Any comments? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Senate Bill 18 goes to the floor, do pass on consent. In both of these bills, the chances are there won't be any questions, so we don't really need anybody to carry them to the floor until, unless somebody thinks we need to talk about these when we get there. I would say Senate Bill 14, Turbeville read it, we could, the outside chances that would be 18 actually, Senate Bill 18 would be Turbeville, Senate Bill 14, 18. Representative Feinstein, would you like to do 14?
Sure.
Okay, you won't get to do it, but if you did get to do it, you could be the one. The committee will be at ease for a couple of seconds because the speed of our efficiency got ahead of me and I forgot to call for Senator Gray. We don't have any other proponents on Senate Bill 140 here, do we? We will wait for Senator Gray to arrive. Just for the information of the committee, our next meeting, Thursday, will be our last meeting, as far as I can tell. At least our last bill will be taken up. It will be a little bit more lively than today, as far as controversy is concerned. And we will also have on our agenda a discussion of summer studies. Your excitement is appropriate to the challenge. Committee will come back to order. We are opening the hearing on Senate Bill 140, an act to revise the application requirements for property tax exemptions provided for dwellings owned and occupied by disabled veterans. Are there now any proponents?
Good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, it's we surprised ourselves with our efficiency. I forgot to call you in time. Sorry.
I'm Bob Gray, State Senator from District 24. Senate Bill 140. Is a small change in a law I think we passed last year regarding some tax exemptions for permanently disabled veterans. I have a gentleman I've known for a long time, lives in Rapid City, who called me and said, he says, it looks like I'm going to have to fill this form out every year. And I said, I don't know if that's true or not. And he said, I'm permanently disabled. What part don't they understand about permanent? I said, good point. And so I had a bill drafted. It's modeled after the property tax. Owner-occupied exemption just says once they qualify for it, as long as they still occupy the dwelling, there's no change in property use, they haven't transferred the property, that they still get that exemption. So that's as simple as it is. Stand by for questions.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further proponents for House or Senate Bill 140? Further proponents, Senate Bill 140? Seeing none, are there any opponents for Senate Bill 140? Do you want a rebuttal? So we'll move to committee questions. Senator Gray, I have a question. I hate for you to walk all the way over here and not have to spend at least as much time in the committee as you have getting here. My only question really is the other way. Who decides if the veteran does not occupy the dwelling? I mean, what is there any concern that Director of Equalization will have to somehow go out and find out whether the veteran is still there? Or
you know, I guess I don't have that concern. I mean, this is exact language we use for owner-occupied. And so if they're going to have the problem with a veteran, they're going to have the same problem with owner-occupied as well.
All right. Representative Bradford.
I have a question. What happens if the if he passes on, he's got a widow. Does it automatically become?
As I read the law currently, she would not qualify. She's not the permanently disabled veteran.
I guess that was my question: is how do they find out that the veteran is no longer there?
That's a good question. I would have to ask the same question to the. To the Director of Equalization or someone from Revenue, how they make those determinations. I'm sure they have a way they keep track.
Thank you, Senator. Further questions for Senator Gray? Mr. Kenyon, could we impose on you to speculate a little on that subject? And
Mr. Chairman,
since we're here,
there's no perfect way to do that. Basically, what usually happens is that someone, you know, this is a significant tax break. It's $100,000. Off the valuation of the home of the disabled veteran. So I hope that I would hope that the Director of Equalization would commit some resources to follow up with the folks on the program. You know, maybe not make them have a fill out a form every year, but maybe give them a call every third year or something like that to make sure that they're still residing in the home and that they're still around. So
thank you. Further questions? Anyone? Seeing none, we'll move to committee comments and or action. Motion by Olson, second by Weems to pass on Senate Bill 140. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Representative Bradford?
Aye.
Thane? Feinstein?
Aye.
Junkie? Lust? Gnome?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Peters? Thompson?
Aye.
Turbeville?
Aye.
Van Etten?
Aye.
Weems?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 12 ayes.
Senate Bill 140 do pass motion passes. Second. Motion by Weems, second by Olson to put Senate Bill 140 on the consent calendar. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate Bill 140 goes to the floor on the consent calendar. And if anything should happen, Representative Weems. Oh, it has a sponsor. Never mind. We rely on them. Okay. Well, if it happens, you can talk to them. So with that, today's agenda is closed. Tune in on Thursday, same time, same station, as our heroes tackle funding for conservation and value-added agriculture purposes. And we will discuss the issue of summer studies. Motion by Turbeville, second by Weems. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.